Hello.
Hi, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. This is Pablo.
Julian, what are you doing so early?
I know we get started pretty early over here. I got a lot of customers, including you, on the East Coast. That's why.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you left a voicemail last night, and I said, "What the hell? Well, I thought you were here. I mean, the East Coast, because it's whoa. Okay,
yeah,
whatever."
I just wanted to touch base with you before I had left. I know it's a little bit late. Just wanted to give it a try. So I had a meeting with my underwriter about your file yesterday. We're definitely gonna need the list of equipment before we can get you like a solid rate. You said your tech guy
is working on it.
Okay, perfect. Is all the equipment like titled and everything, or is some of it like are they all like clean titles, and or does some of them
everything
not have titles?
Everything will have clean title. Everything will be. The whole list will be part of the bill of sale. So
perfect.
Clean and clear.
Okay, perfect. Are you going to be able to have that today at some point?
Yes. I hope that is correct because, hold a second. Tony, you think you're going to have the whole list today? About what time? Okay. He says about 2 o'clock p.m. my time.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So it's a big list. It's a big list. He double checked that everything is in the facility. So it took us some work to straight up all that. So yes, and that list will be part of the bill of sale. That's important. So. For you to know that this is
perfect.
Part of the whole thing. So,
okay, perfect. We just want to make sure whatever rate we quote you that it's accurate, because depending on the equipment, it could change.
Everything will be accurate. We are very accurate.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. And then you mentioned that that you are going to be doing a $100,000 down payment, right? You're going to pay him $50,000 now as like a deposit, and then $50,000 later, or
at the sale, yes, we're going to. Prepay. We're gonna at the bill of, when we we're gonna purchase with a down payment of $50,000.
Uh-huh.
And the balance will be paid within the next 3-4 months. Gonna have everything clean and clear. So don't worry about that. We already have prepaid the guy. We have already given to the guy $25,000. As advance payment, and I understand that the thing is, my concern is that I don't want this guy that is selling the repair shop to have any issues with the current landlord, because he's got to clear that, and I know that he has some debt, so
okay.
I want to make sure that he pays off everything.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my underwriter was just asking me because we don't want to put you in like a cash flow crunch either. $100,000 is
no,
a lot to take out of your bank account.
I know. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep my business safe.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, no way. I'm not going to get into, if you see, we have all very clean. I mean, our business is very clean.
Yeah.
And I want to keep it that way. That's it.
No, I know. And we want to make sure.
That everything.
Go ahead.
Yes. Everything is clean and clear. I don't want to deal
perfect.
With anybody later after the purchase of the repair shop.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm not asking because we want to be nosy or anything. We just want to make sure that we get you the right approval and that you're not going to have a cash flow crunch or anything like that. Sounds like you got it completely under control, though.
Okay.
So.
Yes. So don't worry. Everything will be.
Okay. Excellent. I'll let my underwriter know. And then, as far as are you just taking over the lease of the location, or are you actually purchasing like the office or?
No, we are leasing a new location, but we have not closed that yet because we negotiated with the landlord some improvements that we are requesting, and we're right there. So within the next, say, 10 days, we're going to have probably at least a contract signed and approved.
Okay, cool. So you're actually going to be having all the equipment moved to a different location, right?
We are moving everything, as I told you, to a new location that meets all our quality standards.
Perfect.
And yes, everything will be brand new. Meaning the building, we're trying to set up kind of a state of the art repair shop, because we know after that we're going to start to invite our customers. This is very important for you to understand. For example, air forces from a lot of countries, navies from countries from overseas, also from the U.S., and they're very picky. So they before they start to send you work,
they're going to inspect everything.
Your new facility, they're going to have to audit your repair shop.
Okay.
So we want to show them something over the standard.
Okay. Okay, great. And you've already accounted for all the transportation costs, obviously, I'm assuming, everything like that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, great.
Everything has been taken care of already.
Okay.
We ran the numbers. So I know what it's going to be.
No, yeah, I don't doubt at all that you have it all under control. My underwriter just wanted me to confirm with you and everything. We just make sure you don't have any other needs that we can help you out with. So that's all. But perfect.
Yeah, well, I've been through this before. We had an office and a warehouse in New Jersey 3 years ago. And we have to move all that down to Florida. So I know exactly what it is. So
perfect.
It's a pain in the ass, but the
way Oh yeah. Hey, it's part of doing business. It's exciting though. It's really exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, it is. In fact, it is. Yes. we expect a very nice 2017, and a lot of customers are just waiting to see what is going to be our new facility.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know I have a lot of customers in Florida too, and kind of the sentiment was everybody was kind of waiting for elections to play out before they make any major decisions, and hopefully they got the candidate that they wanted, and people are going to make decisions more confidently, and they're confident that the growth in the economy. Yeah, so I don't know. I know there's I think Florida ended up turning red state, right? So I don't know.
Yes, but still, that's BS. I mean, come on, what the hell? What's going to be the difference? As a matter of fact, I don't understand that. I mean, elections shouldn't make big differences between one president or the other. I mean,
I agree with you. A lot of people think that if Hillary had got elected, that everything was going to hit the fan. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think people put a little bit too much weight on it as well, but just had to ask.
Yeah. Listen. Whatever the speech during election is one. When you are in the office, you have to do something else, very different. So,
oh yeah,
you're running a country. This is not an election anymore. You're running a country. You have to do what is good for the country, and every president is going to do that. So doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
So that's.
I like that.
During election, you can. During the election, you can say whatever you want to say. I mean, you want to win. That's it. All right. you want to build up a wall? Okay. All right.
If you say so. Talk is cheap. Is cheap, right?
Yeah. Right. But when you're in the office, hey, fuck the wall.
For real.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Alrighty then, Pablo, I'll let you get back to work, man. Just let me know as soon as you get that list, and we'll get some quotes for you.
Okay, Julian.
All right, bud.
Thank you.
Take care. You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.